Hi people, welcome to this week's news program. This is Adag of Future talking to you, and in the background you're listening to music by Converse of Area 51 and by Ajax Lemon. I'm going to tell you what happened in a scene in the past 2 weeks. First about Discmax. Pain issue 2 of 2001 has been released. Of course it's the first issue in this year. But it was supposed to be the February issue, that's why it's called 2 of 2001. In fact it was released in March, but anyway, it is a good issue with quite a lot of articles compared to the usual standard of Pain in quite a good quality indeed. For example, there's a summary of the year 2000 related to the PC scene and the 64 scene, as well as an evaluation of the standard of the scene in general from all kinds of platforms. So if you haven't already read it, I would recommend you to read it. It is very interesting indeed. And it's a nice thing to read while you are waiting for Future 22. Download it at pain.planet-d.net. And if you talk Russian, there is also a new Russian disc mag, Kula issue 3.5. 3.5, why this name? Because it is a special issue. It was released live at the party Mind Resources 2001. And Fat Crazer, the main editor, writes, "Don't take it too serious. It has a lot of jokes and fun inside." So don't take it too serious, but have fun if you understand the language. Kulasein.nm.ru. You don't speak Russian, but you speak German, yeah? Then, well, then you should download TapMac 5, also called TM5. 160 kilobytes of articles, packed in an engine that occupies 1.2 megabytes of space, but it's good looking and it has nice background animations, so it is worth downloading it. www.tap-home.de. Regarding demos, there seems to be a parody on Farbrauch's intro, The Product. It's called Inofficial FR.9. By made by Elite Group FR. A so-called, or let's say self-called anonymous coward, writes on Calodox, a demo link exchange, "Wow, it is probably the best waste of space I've seen in years, especially since I have ISDN. Wer das Demo nicht groß macht, hat es nicht kapiert," or something like that. I'm not really good at German. This demo is supposed to contain a huge MP3 and crappy music, oh well, and of course crappy graphics and so on. Ronnie of Farbrauch has thanked the author for this great persiflage. It was released at Synthesis 2001, by the way. And of course it's available at c.org in the Synthesis directory. By the way, from the same site, Calodox Simulinks Exchange, there is a hint towards hidden keys in the product. Press F key for fast forward, R to restart, and A to restart the current scene. There may be more keys, but the person who submitted this is called Marcinelli, doesn't know them, so maybe you will find them out yourself. And there's also a new release by Farbrauch, by the way. It is the unofficial invitation intro to Mechan Symposium. Mechan Symposium will take place in May, so if you want to go there, then pack your bags, or, well, be prepared to pack your bags soon, so that you don't forget it. It's at www.farb-rausch.com, of course. Regarding demo development tools, there's a new version of Otis Infused Project DemoGL. DemoGL is of course a development kit for OpenGL-based demos. What's new? Full documentation, new examples, and of course, full source code. You can get it at www.demogl.com. And for the sound coders, There's G-Audio 2 SDK, officially released. New features are MPEG part replaced by a very fast Rutin. S3M format has been added for old tunes. The APA structure has been redesigned, and many more. Of course, this library comes from Odin of Gods, that's why it's called G-Audio. G-Audio for God's Audio. And you can get it at www.obrastudio.com/G-Audio. Also, you might be interested in the fact that no recesses updated his website. You can find there the JVL 3D engine with its Visual C++ source code with a Lightwave 6.x theme near player as used in the flower demo from Prune, with the winner of the synthesis demo party. So if you want to check it out, it's at noreset.planet-d.net. Regarding new projects, there's a hint at Calodoc's Demolinks exchange by Warpig of Exceed that there may be soon a Heaven 8. Probably you know, Heaven 7 was a 64 kilobyte intro that won Mechaline Symposium of last year. So maybe it will be released at next year's Mechaline Symposium again. It was an intro that featured real-time ray tracing and in general had a poetic kind of touch to it. That was why it became very popular. Let's see what this one will be like. There's also a music disc project, but a special music disc project. This new project, writes its organizer Adam, should combine music, GFX packs, and so on. There will always be a team, an idea, and everybody is encouraged to submit his or her portion, thoughts, music, pictures, photos, etc. They want to discuss serious problems through high-quality art. And the name of this project is called Global with 2B. You can find more information at the website www.scene.cz/global. Regarding web projects, there's a great website called nate.net. It has been opened by the organizers of the Nate Demo Party in Canada, and it's meant to be a scene portal, especially for the American scene, but in fact, of course, for the whole world. The design looks interesting, and there is a lot of content per day. If they manage to keep this quality up, then it will probably be something worth taking a peek on from day to day. Nate.net is the URL. By the way, there's also a South African demo scene web archive, which I was asked to announce. It's located at www.demoscene.co.za. And if you are interested in Cracktros, there's a Cracktro archive at www.cracktro.de. Basically, it's related to the recent console scene. And if you're not interested in consoles, but in Linux, www.lnxscene.org. With most Linux intros, demos, tiny products available. Another thing I want to mention is the homepage of the Spanish Modules channel, Modules, with a Z, .dark-gate.net, designed by Yero. An interesting rumor is that there might be a kind of demo show in Vienna in May. Vienna, Austria, of course. But I do not have official information yet, so I won't say anything more about this yet. a human is proud to announce that one of his tunes has been used in a Finnish radio program called Radio Mafia. And I've checked the website, indeed they have a special demo show, a demo music show, of course, with music by various demo scene artists. Find out more at www.wale.fi/radiomafia. And the person who writes the story about Sealand in UT20, you know, this is the island close to the British coast that used to be a British Navy base, and that was conquered by a British citizen and declared an independent principality. This principality of Sealand is going to be involved with Napster. There's been a story about this at slashdot.org if you are interested in this. Finally, the Web 4096 competition is over and you can now download all the entries and see the results. Web4096.message.sk. That's the page where you will get all you need. So, finally, that was this week's show, or let's say this week's radio program, this week's news program from me. Death Space will probably appear now and I'll tell you something else. Anyway, you might be interested in what's happening with Huey or Huggy. The 22nd issue is coming closer. It will be released pretty soon. The deadline of article submission has already elapsed. It was on March 15. And now I'm very busy formatting and proofreading all the articles and preparing them for use in the magazine. During the last days there have been many new article submissions, for example about Java demo coding. And it will certainly take some time till I've prepared this. At the moment, about 450 kilobytes of articles have been processed, but there are certainly yet 200 or 300 kilobytes more which I yet have to process. Anyway, as I told you, you can write Great Pain or TapMac in the meantime. They are funny magazines. And yeah. And prepare yourself for a great reading experience with UT22, also with great graphics. If you still want to submit an article, you can do this, because as long as I haven't finished processing all the articles I've got, I can't release the magazine anyway, and as long as it isn't released, I'm ready to still format and proofread the articles and put them in if possible. In any case, if you want to contact me, hugee@netway.at, that's my email address. Of course, I'm also interested in feedback on this radio show, or let's say this news program. So, bye-bye, see you next week, or see you in 2 weeks.